You're in a relationship and you feel misunderstood, underappreciated. Maybe like you guys just have avoided talking about things, or at least he's avoiding talking about it. You want to talk about it, but nothing ever gets resolved. There is something that may be brewing underneath, and it is actually super dangerous. And I'm going to tell you exactly what it is and exactly how to fix it. Let's go. Hello, welcome back to the Mindful Muslima Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslima, coming to you every week. And lately it will be on topics of emotional regulation, family relationships, a marriage, men, all the things, alhamdulillah. If you haven't heard from me from Monday, I didn't put the podcast in, it's because I've been very ill. Actually, I don't know, something just went around. And the good news is I didn't catch it as bad as everyone else, but some people did catch it pretty bad in my family. So I was actually shocked I caught it, because I've been doing this this gut reset thing. And you know, all of your health is in your gut. So I feel like the reason I only caught it maybe more than half as bad as everyone else is because I had that set in place, but nonetheless have been ill, so forgive me. And alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give everyone sick out there shifa. So today we're going to talk about a really big topic, because what happens with women is they often start to get in these relationships where they feel really bad and they don't kind of do anything about it. They try on their own, the guy won't respond, he won't acknowledge, he won't do a lot of things, and they just sit in it and they start to feel really horrible. And what happens after a while is something really deep and really dangerous, and that's what I'm going to talk about today in the podcast. And right before I tell you what that could be leading into for you and you need to be careful about, I just want to tell you, for all the women who have been DMing me about how excited they are about the book club, we had it last Sunday, and it was, I don't know, instantly sisters were opening up. I'm so proud of them. But there were a lot of tears. There were a lot of heartfelt stories, sharing, sisters crying for other sisters, then laughing, then like just such a beautifully deep experience all over the power of du'a. So if you do feel like you need a little bit of a sisterhood and women to get you and share, or just like be there for other women, can't wait to see you guys this upcoming Sunday. Again, bidnillah. I'll put the link below, but it's also in my Instagram bio and it's on our website, www.mindful-muslima.com. Lastly, on May 5th, we have the Life Balance Solutions workshop. A lot of people have really bad problems in their relationships because their life is out of balance. So today we're going to be talking about a relationship problem, but it could be easily related to not having your life in check, having your career, taking up too much of your time, or too little, or, you know, too much time with this part of the family versus the other. Having life in balance literally doesn't just affect your to-do list. It affects every facet of your life. And it could be the difference between having a positive marriage or a positive parenting experience or not. It's that deep. So if you want to help women with that, it's totally free. Both of these are totally free. May 5th, but you have to register. Again, link is in my website, www.mindful-muslima.com. It's right there on the homepage, inshallah. All right, so today I want to talk about resentment, because a lot of us may not realize that's what we have going on. Resentment. You see, when you feel unappreciated, misunderstood, and you eventually stop talking to each other, something brews inside of you. You start to feel like that person owes me, they're wasting my time, you know, this isn't fair. And this deep-seated resentment starts to build against the other person. But what do we do about that? Well, I'm going to cover that in the podcast. And so there's this sister that reached out to me about like a week ago. And she was talking about how absolutely upset she was that she had, you know, given up her career after going to college. And she was in this marriage like 19 years. And she's like, I want to call it quits. And what she just, I was like, whoa, 19 years. You didn't think to quit on year 2 or 3 or 5 or 7 or 10. She's like, no, I'm just so. And there went the buzzword, resentful. He made me give up my dream. You know, sometimes we compromise on what we love for other people that we love. And that's great. But sometimes we don't realize that that was like a non-negotiable for us and we couldn't give it up. But we did anyway, and then we have resentment. Some of us, we live in situations with our husbands the way we don't want to. I had a sister just call me maybe a day or so ago about how she has to live with her in-laws and how she doesn't like the way she's treated and the way her husband's behaving and the siding with the in-laws. And again, this going about for about 2 years unspoken has now led to some form of resentment. Yeah. At another one about, I don't know, a month ago where the sister was upset because her parents never supported her in her decisions and they see their mom doing it to like another sibling. That's why Rosh Hashanah, he talked about, you know, being equal with the children, you know, not trying to cause strife or resentment in their hearts. And subhanAllah, that's exactly what she had. So when we allow things to fester and we don't deal with them when it comes to another person, I mean, this mostly happens in relationships, but it can happen, like I said, with our parents or somebody else. Resentment can be really dangerous because when you're on the borderline of resentment, you're on the borderline of sin. Shaitan loves to take advantage of that. He's going to dive all over you. So what I want you to do is I want you first to address this. I want you to recognize, tip number one is kind of like recognize what you're feeling. Acknowledge what you're feeling. Why do you feel this way? What happened exactly? And if you can recognize what went wrong and if the resentment is really there or not, it's really important just to sit in that moment and be like, yeah, okay, I do have this thing. I do feel bitter about this with him. He's always out with his friends. He's not with me. He's always on his phone. He's not spending time with me. You know, I try to talk to him about that. He's not interested. So these types of things, just like first, just acknowledge it. Number two, and you know, we're talking about, we had a post we put up the other day called Love Languages. What's your love language? You know, sometimes you're trying to talk to someone else, but you're talking the wrong language. I'm not talking about English, Spanish, Arabic, or anything like that. I'm talking about literally the wrong love language. Some people like touch. Some people like gifts. Some people like acts of service. Whatever they're, you have to speak to them in their love language. How do I know if someone loves me, right? It means something different for everyone. So maybe you've been trying to communicate to him, but you have been using the right love language. You know, Islam stresses the importance of open and honest communication. And sharing your concerns is really important, but I know how bad it feels when you share and they're just not receptive. You're like, this is important to me. But you know, you say something about guys, like they don't always understand us. I know they don't understand. I'm sure you've seen that. And so sometimes we can make it super personal where they just literally just like, I don't know, I didn't get what she was saying. I don't know why she's upset. They just can't get it. So try not to make it personal, but try to get like your ideas to share with that person. And number three, having self-control and forgiveness in that process. Because it's really easy when you're going to express how much you're hurt. And I've talked about this before. Use I statements. Don't use you statements. You never help me. You're never with me. It sounds accusatory. Use I. Well, lately I feel like this. You know, I'm made to feel like this, or I'm upset about this. Talk about yourself when you talk about your pain. But try not to use fingers and wagging and you and all that. It's like, again, it's not just what you say. It's how you say it, right? That's super key. Super key. But forgiving yourself, like some sisters, I had a sister that called me up today. She was just so like, the other person obviously did her wrong. But because she did do one thing wrong, she was just like not forgiving herself. I deserve it. You know, what can I do? And, you know, she's just going on and on as if like, because she did that one bad thing, other people should be able to trash her or step on her. And it's just like, alhamdulillah. That's not how life works, sis. You know, we have to get some Islamic grounding. Like, what does Islam say about that? What's the ruling? What's the understanding? So don't put yourself in jeopardy, but forgive the other person and forgive yourself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, I don't forgive those who don't forgive others. And we want to make sure that we don't not have that. The other one is boundaries. So, you know, what I really realized is the women who don't set boundaries in the beginning of relationships, they really suffer the most. You know, sometimes we have, you know, I teach in the class, the Muslim Marriage Lab, the one that, yes, your guys' most favorite. Alhamdulillah, in June, we're going to have more coming out on that again in terms of compatibility, love, questions, more help for you guys. But what I want to say is the women who don't have their non-negotiables set from the beginning, they dive in. So I had this woman I was speaking to, and she was just getting, if I could just be frank, abused. And I talked to a lot of women in different situations, but it was really, really clear that the reason she was abused, because obviously there's some deep-seated issues on the husband's side of some things that were made to seem appropriate in his family and upbringing that clearly are not appropriate in how to treat women. But it was also that that sister did not make her boundaries known. She was just being way too nice in the beginning of the marriage. And not like people-pleasing necessarily, but really, really just trying to be too easygoing. To the point where, like, he was like, oh, so I could do this. She'll accept that. She actually won't say no. She won't fight me. And because of that, it created this really weird dynamic where she just had to be the brunt of all of his anger all the time. And be really careful that you put those boundaries up. Marriage, you know, is, it doesn't mean you have to compromise everything for that person. You can have your own, but that's where you have to understand Islam and rules and rights and stuff. And I know we cover that in a lot of our courses, but it really feels important to share with women that that is so important to set those boundaries. You are allowed to, it is your right. And lastly, kind of seeking solutions from the Islamic point of view. It's really easy to look at our families and kind of the way they've dealt with it or the way that we had friends give us advice. But what does Islam actually say? You know, Islam is the most perfect religion that guides our daily activities. And from getting up to going to sleep, it orders on how to live, how to be kind, how to not accept certain things. And nobody's perfect, but Islam teaches us to accept our spouse's shortcomings, right? And live with them in kindness, for if you dislike them, perhaps you dislike a thing, Allah makes therein much good. You know, I have a family member that they really, really wanted to divorce their spouse. But if I could be fair, that family member was a little unhinged. They were a little bit like all over the place. They were a little bit unruly. They were a little bit like too much out there, and they really needed to tone it down. But that spouse was just like the thing they needed to ground them. And they were like, I don't know, I can't stay. And we're like trying to talk to them. We're just like, come on. You know you're not right. And you know that person is going to ground you. They're making you do things that are uncomfortable and that you don't want to. But you know they're good for you. They're like, I know, but, you know. So be really careful. Maybe that person's there for you because they're going to ground you. And we had a sister. She was in our emotional, like how to control your emotions, how to master your emotions class. Master course, I'm sorry. And she was saying, like, I didn't realize in the relationship, sometimes I was the one causing a lot of the strife between us because I didn't have myself right. I had these old tapes that were playing from my childhood, these trust issues, these accusations, and I was making it really, really hard for him. Or maybe he had, you know, maybe who knows, in a relationship you're in, like that other spouse has problems. Or like you've had something happen between you in the past and just you got really, really important that we recognize what's happening and address it. Let me tell you something, sis. If he doesn't want to address it with you, that's not a good thing. It's not going to get better unless everyone recognizes what's happening between you. You agree to work on it. And there's ways to go about that. If you want to do a call with me, we have consultation calls. Just go to our website, www.mindful-muslim.com. But alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, there are solutions. You do not have to sit in that marriage upset because guess what? Resentment leads to sin, leads to you as a parent once you have kids or if you have kids, distancing yourself from your kids. You're not going to be psychologically present, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You're just not going to be there. It's going to lead to so many other issues. So if I could just give my big sister advice, ladies, I know how hard it is, but Allah does not create something on the earth that there is not a solution for, or even disease that is not a cure. We just have to know in the right places to look. And if we need help with that, we're more than happy. But I just want to go into there and say, some of us are sitting in resentment. It's going to kind of ruin us. Don't let it. Don't let it ruin your man. Don't let it ruin your faith. Don't let it ruin your life. It's just really, really not worth it when things can be done. And I look forward to meeting you in the next